Welcome to True Story, a podcast powered by the Institute of Documentary Film in Prague. I'm Ivona Remundová. Hello, today with Jindřich Andreš, author of his new film, A New Shift.
Hello.
It's 2017, Czech Republic. Miners face widespread closures and massive layoffs at the mines. New Shift features the 45-year-old coal miner Tomáš Hisem as he prepares for retraining. This intimate and slightly humorous time-lapse portrait witnesses his shift from the underground to the digital space. In New Shift, director Jindřich Andreš traces the odyssey of an ordinary person while painting a vivid metaphor of current economic struggles. How did it happen that you appeared in Ostrava and started to film your film about Tomáš Hisem?
Well, it was in 2016, probably, when I read in newspapers an article that there is this plan to make a kind of experiment to retrain dismissed miners to become computer programmers. And I thought, this is not possible, right? Or is it? But it kept me thinking because I was also curious, like, how can, you know, kind of a miner, like a very kind of rough person, or that was my stereotype, enter some corporate world. So I went for the first course of this retraining, which actually happened just at the mine. So really, like, the miners, they just, you know, went down from mining. They had showers. They put the coal dust out of their eyes and they just sit in front of the computers and started to do programming. So that was so interesting for me. And there I met Tomáš and we started to follow his life for next 2 years.
Jindřich Andreš is a leading young filmmaker of Central European documentaries. He graduated from the documentary film department at FAMU in Prague and Edinburgh Napier University. His first feature-length debut film, A New Shift, an intimate portrait of a dismissed miner who decided to become a computer programmer, has been the recipient of the Audience Award for the Best Documentary at DOC Leipzig and Jihlava IDFF in 2020. This film is currently being broadcast throughout the world and international film festivals. With A New Shift, he attended Ex Orienta Film, Doc Incubator, and ITFA Academy workshops. The New Shift is a part of a distribution program, East Silver Caravan, supported by the Institute of Documentary Film. If you imagine the beginning of this path of filming this movie and the very end, let's say now, did it change your idea what this film should be about, or it was the same from the very beginning till the end?
Well, to be honest, I think it didn't change so much. But of course, personally, before we started to make this movie, I was really kind of skeptical about, you know, corporate culture, let's say, or company's culture. And this was kind of prejudice, let's say, I broke down because I found out that it just really depends from a company to company, like how people behave to each other, how free you can be, etc. And for example, the company where Tomáš ended is really a nice place. Yeah, but of course, it was always like, will he make it or not? Is it really possible? So we didn't know, like, for most of the time.
Okay, you prepared a trailer or a part of the film for us. Could you tell us something more about it?
Yeah, actually, it's just the beginning of the film. It's a scenes from the beginning. And we watched Tomáš there on his last shift with his colleagues before the mine is closed.
Tak co, dětku?
Ještě jedna, poslední.
A dobré?
Na hovno. No, zítra poslední.
Zítra? Jako zítra v očích tě vyřizuješ ty, jo? Ničoviny.
What's happening in someone's life when he has to leave the job he was used to do for so many years?
Yeah, I mean, of course, it was really difficult for him because he was doing some job his whole life and he expected that it will be, you know, his kind of final job. He didn't expect that this shift from like coal to different type of energy will happen and he will lose it. And that's also what all of his kind of colleagues thought. And of course, it was a really huge challenge in, you know, so many layers for him. Because, for example, he never attended a job interview. You know, he never really, you know, tried to succeed on a labor market. So it was a completely new thing he had to learn.
Back to prejudices, you already talked about your own prejudices, but I think we all have kind of prejudice that people who are manually working are not really interested in, let's say, climate change, you know, these topics. Did it surprise you talking to people, manually working people, colleagues of Tomáš? Are they somehow thinking of the climate change and what happened to them in the whole context?
Yeah, I don't really think that they are even connecting this with climate change, to be honest. Because why the mine was closed is because the price of the coal went down like 5 times. So I think they are really more thinking about themselves, like about their existential issues. And they are not really connecting it with such a broad topic.
So Tomáš Hiszem, in your movie, is trying to become a programmer. Are there many like him or he's kind of an exception? What about the others?
Yeah, I would say it's kind of exception, but of course all the miners had to retrain to become something different. But only very few of them decided to choose just a huge shift in their lives. You know, they retrained and to do some other manual work, for example. But it's also shown in the film that Tomáš is not alone, and it's actually that it was kind of an experiment for the miners. They offered them to take this course, but only those who at the beginning were able to pass some exams, let's say, were allowed to go to the university and really learn properly the programming. But and it was actually 5 miners who, you know, did the entry exams. And of these 5 miners, 3 of them are now working as computer programmers. So that's quite, you know, just after 3 months of teaching how to code, that's quite a good result.
And the question coming to my mind is, are they happy? Are they remembering the old times? Or they're happy that they are programmers now?
Well, for me, it was also kind of a melancholic film, or in my eyes, I saw this era in a melancholic way, in a way like this era is passing and with it also there are some good things passing. So in the film, there are a lot of moments like when they are remembering about, you know, how they liked the job before more, etc. But I would say after all, they are really happy, you know, because think about it, that now when it's COVID crisis and so many kind of manual workers are punished by it and they are just in their home office doing the coding and they have like no problems. Like they are always able to find a job quite well paid. And also about Tomáš, I think he really likes that the coding, the programming, it always brings to him new challenges in a way, and it's really a creative job he does. So he always has to solve new problems he never solved before. So this is something he enjoys, I think.
But something's missing, right? Something's from the manually done work with colleagues close to them is missing in his life. What is it? What is he remembering of?
Maybe partly it's some closeness he had with his colleagues, because when you do such a hard job, like going 1 kilometer underground and in like 30 degrees mining coal, you know, facing death, like in any moment almost, you really rely on each other. And I think you are, you know, you are in a really close relationship with this, you know, group of people, and which is not something so, you know, achievable in like a normal environment, let's say like in an office job. And then who is missing? I'm sure he's missing, he names it empty mind, because now his job never ends, because he's coming from a job and he's still thinking how I can solve this problem in the with the e-shop, you know. But in the mind, when he just, you know, went out from the underground, his shift passed and that was it. He didn't have to think more about it. So this is a really huge shift in his type of work.
True Story is a documentary podcast powered by the Institute of Documentary Film. You can find news from the world of film on all the common platforms such as iTunes, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, as well as on docweb.net.
What was the biggest challenge of finishing this movie, if there was any?
To me, it was some ethical problems I had when working on this film, because imagine that you are a guy like Thomas who have never attended a job interview and now he's going to have his first in his life. But there is also like a huge film crew, you know, who wants to film it. And then you are an HR manager thinking, you know, to hire this guy, but also understanding that with this guy, you are actually taking this whole film crew to your company, you know, which will be just sneaking there and, you know, making some PR maybe they don't like. So that was difficult, of course, like to how to balance a pressure we made on Thomas, because it was a really huge amount of pressure we made to him. And so that was challenging.
Where and when can people see your film?
Right now we are starting our festival's distribution. So it will be on some big festivals around the world, like we have now confirmed next year. And then it will be in Czech cinema distribution when the cinema will be open.
What this means for Tomáš is, do you think, is he prepared for being not maybe famous, but known, seen by people on the streets, people could recognize him. Is he ready for this?
Yeah, I'm not sure he was really thinking about it, because, you know, like the reality of the shooting, which was also a kind of student shooting most of the time, was like nobody would believe this film will be seen by anybody. And so now everybody is quite surprised from the guys who from the protagonists. Of course, they were all scared that they will look like idiots out of the film. But now the perception is that like a lot of people, you know, are surprised how they kind of, what kind of good people they are. So I hope it will be positive.
Actually, your film just won the main prize on the Jihlava Documentary Film Festival in 2020.
And also in Leipzig.
And also in Leipzig. What were the main reactions? What people saw in your film?
Well, to be honest, I don't really know, because it all happened online. So I just didn't meet anybody, like, you know, and I didn't talk with anybody almost about the film, only with the journalists. So I don't really know.
This is a strange, strange time. Okay, tell us something about your new projects, maybe what you're preparing now, what you're working on.
So my other topic is like a healthcare system or medicine, and I would like to follow a student of medicine for several years to follow how he or she is becoming a doctor, because I think it's really, you know, difficult job, and I'm curious how person can change when, you know, doing this kind of, you know, also shift to me, how the perception of death change to them, and how is it difficult to then face the healthcare system in the Czech Republic, which is very difficult to deal with. So this is kind of next project I'm developing.
Okay, thank you very much for the interview. Big luck with your next project, and maybe we will see each other again in True Story. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for a nice talk.
This was Jindřich Andreš. Thank you for listening to True Story, a podcast powered by the Institute of Documentary Film in Prague. We will be back with you soon.